This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'baim. We have a lot to do today. Be'ezras Hashem. Let's see if we could get through all the material. We're going to begin with Davar Yafa Bita. If anybody wants to be mishtatef in upcoming Sfarim on Lag Ba'omer in English, which is nearing completion. I have a list over here of so far 14 and a half out of 18 chapters. The rest of it has to be given in next week, so we're almost there. Sefer of Chinuch Habanu is being edited for publication if anybody wants to be mishtatef. Davar Yafa Bi'itoy, Parshas Shmini. Well, you know, Parshas Shmini is usually read right after Pesach. It's almost always the Parsha we read right after Pesach. But in a year like this year, with the Shana Mu'beres, we're reading it the week of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, this is like a Torah earthquake, that the week of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we read, Vayehi Bayoim Hashmini. What does Rashi say? Vayehi Bayoim Hashmini. Rashi says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, Boi Biyoim V'Natal Eser HaTorois. So the parasha begins, Vayehi Bayoim Hashmini. What day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You're telling me that's coincidental? We read Vayehi Bayoim Hashmini days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is what we're talking about. Vayehi Bayoim Hashmini. Now, like we mentioned in most years, Shmini is immediately after Pesach. It's very interesting. The Maaser Rekech writes, it's brought in the Hagos Chassam Sofer Siman Tav Chav Tes, that the last 7 days of Pesach, of Nisan, right, Pesach goes from Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yutes, Chav, Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, in Chutz Aretz. Tosfos says, the Maaser Rekech brings, it's brought in the Hagos Chassam Sofer, that the seven final days of Nisan are designated for the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Pesach, but we won't be able to inaugurate it on Yom Tov, because we can't mix one simcha with another. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Therefore, the simcha of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash will be fulfilled in the 7 days after Pesach. So this is Marumas in the beginning of this week's parsha. Vayehi bayoim hashmini, the eighth day. The eighth day is also a remez to the day after Pesach. After the 7 days of Pesach, normally we read Parsha Shmini. And on the eighth day, then we read about the Chanukah of the Mishkan, which is a remez to the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheibanim and Harvi Yamenu. So it's really, whether Shmini is an Ibriyar like this year, so it's a remez to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or in most years, Vayim HaShmini is a remez, that after the 7 days of Pesach, so the eighth day is, so to speak, the day after, is when we start to inaugurate the third Beis HaMikdash. Now, at the end of the parsha, we have Al Tishaktsu es nafshoisechem mechal hasheretz hashoreitz v'loi titamu bahem v'nitmei sembam. My friend Reb Yisrael Eliezer Levy gave me a suggestion based on which this is founded. You know, the Gemara in Yuma Darshan's the pasuk v'nitmei sembam. Don't defile yourself with any creepy crawling things. Don't contaminate yourself with them. So the Gemara says, don't read it, don't contaminate. Elevenitamtem. Don't cloud yourself. An avera clouds the heart of a person. Any sin that a person commits, it clouds their heart. But the Mesillas Yesharim tells us that as much as any sin clouds one's heart, especially eating the forbidden foods, has a detrimental effect on a person's character and personality. Why? Because you ingest it, you digest it, and you reconstitute it to be a part of yourself. So therefore, the eating forbidden foods is the most deleterious, is the most detrimental of any possible avera. It's very interesting that we read about this either in preparation for or in the immediate aftermath of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Chassam Sofer famously writes that of all the mitzvos of Achila that we were ever given, we are only left with one mitzvah of achila. The Chasam Sofer says, mitzvahs achilas matzah shmura b'lal seder, hi yechida nisheres lanu, mikol mitzvahs achila shebechal haTorah. We used to have many mitzvahs of eating, truma, kadshim, but we have no more mitzvahs of achila except for kezayis of matzah, the night of the seder. By the way, in our humble sefer on Pesach, in Maimer Lamed, we ask, what do you mean? There are a lot of mitzvahs of achila. We have achila b'sukkah. We have achila on Shabbos. But the difference is, there the mitzvah is when to eat. The item is not an item of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of time. But the night of the Seder, the night of Pesach, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the item. The item itself is a chefza shel mitzvah. Since the item itself is a chefza shel mitzvah, it has a very elevating effect on a person. Think about it. You're ingesting Kedusha. You're digesting Kedusha. And you're making your flesh and your blood reconstituted out of that item of a mitzvah. In a certain sense, there is no greater elevation the whole year than the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So this is something we learn out from Parsha Shmini. From Parsha Shmini, we learn out that just like forbidden foods have a detrimental effect on a person, so too the ma'acholos haksheros have a elevating effect on a person. Okay. Now the pasuk says at the end of the parsha, Ki ani Hashem hamale escha me'eretz Mitzrayim liyos lachem le'elokim. I am Hashem who brought you up from the land of Egypt to be for you a God. Rashi in parentheses says, Tanya debei Rabbi Shmuel, El mole lo ha'alisi es Yisrael b'mi Mitzrayim, ela b'shvil she'ein metamin b'shratzim, dayam. If God would have only taken us out of Egypt so that we don't eat snails and grasshoppers and worms, it would have been enough. That's enough of a reason. So from here we learn that there's a special connection between the forbidden foods and leaving Egypt. That not eating the forbidden foods alone was enough of a reason, leave Egypt. According to this, since in most years we read Shmini right after Pesach, where we spoke about the Nisei Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it is within, it's understandable, it fits in beautifully, why in the immediate aftermath of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we read about the prohibition of eating shkatzim v'ramasim, because Rabbi Shalom said, if I only took you out of Mitzrayim so that you would be careful not to contaminate yourself with shratzim and ramasim, that would be enough. Finally, friends, who knows how many psukim are there in Parsha Shmini? 91 psukim in Shmini. Pirkei de Reb Elezer tells us that the night of the Seder, the storehouses of Tal are opened. That's the night that Yitzchak was Mavarech Yaakov Avinu. And every night, every Leil Seder, we are zoicha to the bracha of Yitain Lecha Elohim Mital HaShamayim Umishmani Aretz. The night of the Seder is a night of great bracha. Now we all know that for a bracha to devolve, for a bracha to be chal, we need confirmation. We need to confirm the bracha. How do we confirm the bracha? We always answer Amen. So what is the national Amen to all the blessings of the night of the Seder? The bracha of Tal. The storehouses of Tal are opened up the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Hashem is Mevarechas. V'yitein lecha elokim mital ha'shamayim. What is the Amen? What is the confirmation to the brachos of Pesach? So we're suggesting the confirmation is Parshas Shmini, 91 psukim, Gematria Amen. That is the confirmation to all the brachos as we typically read Shmini right after the Yom Tov of Pesach, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. By the way, we say a similar thing on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem gives us many brachas. We say Hayom Tevarchenu, Hayom Te'amitzenu, Hayom Te'gadlenu. So what's the Amen? What is the Amen to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah? We like to suggest the Amen is the Sukkah. By eating in the Sukkah, Sukkah is also Gematria 91. That is the Amen, that is the confirmation to the brachas of the Yom Neram. Okay, that is offering number one. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.